League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now, live on Facebook too, on the Facebook page there, if you want to go there. That's facebook.com/Vox Markets, is the Duchess of the Chart, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
I am all right, thank you.
Cool. James Snail Mail is
Markets
Skull. I think it means dead. Email is Skull. That's James there on Facebook Live group, by the way. Okay, I suppose you've got things like Slack now taking over email and stuff, which is quite good. Anyway, let's look at the three charts. First and foremost, Nick, is AMA Minerals. There is a positive update today. AMC is the ticker, and they said, I think, one of the biggest deposits they've found, their gold sort of mine in Russia, the far east of Russia. Drilling confirms second largest deposit. There we are. I assume that deposit was gold. So what do you reckon, AMC?
Yeah, this is a really nice stock. This stock is now trading above the 200-week moving average. So that 200-week moving average, which is at 8, that's support. And now, and if I go back down to the daily, we're trading above the 200-day moving average, and that's at 8 too. So that means that this 8 price is really, really good, important support. So, you know, we've had a really decent rally and we're having a pullback to test support before we continue higher. I think that the FIB level is at 8.49, but those moving averages are a smidge below. And so I think as long as we hold above 8, we're at 9.6 now, that's a really great place to get in some of this to continue higher. And we should continue higher. My first next FIB target is 18.5 and back to the February highs. And then the second target for this stock is 23.49, so 23.5, give or take.
Mm-hmm, marvellous. The next one is Berkeley Energia. This is based in is a uranium miner in Salamanca in Spain. Yesterday, they announced that they've just secured $120 million of finance to build a mine. Quite a low capex here. And the figures around this project, compelling. I mean, when you think about it, they are, 110, 120 million market cap. They're going to be generating net profit of $120 million. That's the market cap size per annum. Every year. So a profit from 1 year is the size of the company, pretty much. And it's, I think this has got a long way to go, because at the moment there's a disconnect between the value they're going to be creating and the value they are now. So BKY, and you see, in fact, I'm just going to tweet now, the volume's up today because they've been covered on the podcast today. Paul is the managing director, he's on the podcast today. They've also been covered in Telegraph. So you can see people looking at this thinking, yes, this is good. And there's a lot of dynamics here. The uranium prices, Nick, right? That they're multi-year lows. And when they move, uranium prices, they go crazy. I think it was from 2002.
Yeah, they do go crazy. Yeah. Metals have been crazy lately. Like, if you look at copper, everybody got excited about selling copper today as well. And copper's just made a new high. I'm watching that right now, and I'm looking at the metals. So, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, but listen to this then. Uranium went from $9 per pound in 2002 to $136
a pound
5 years later.
As well. There was
But the sanctions in Russia
didn't help.
Yeah, but what happens is, though, what's happening now, the low prices in uranium are causing people not to even go looking for a uranium because it's not worth it. And then all these nuclear reactors being built for these power stations, and there's a shortfall in uranium. So that will push the price up again. So you'll have that net profit they mentioned, $120 million a year, that'll quadruple if the uranium price quadruples, which it could very well do. So it's worth looking at BKY, Berkeley Energia. What do you reckon?
Okay, so if I, so we've had a really nice double bottom bounce this summer off the 50% retrace. So if I measure from the March 2015 low to the January 2017 high, we pull back 50%. That's a standard correction. But something very exciting happened today in this move as well. We're back above the 200-day moving average. We haven't been here since May. And so I think this is where the volume is coming in. People see, pay a lot of attention to that. We're also through a Fib level, and we've also taken out those May highs, which were around 52. So I think this is great to continue higher. The support is that 200-day moving average. That's now at 50.60. We shouldn't come back below that. And my first target is 58.64. But I think that nailed on, we go to 68 in the stock next. And then new highs.
Yeah, I definitely think we're going to new highs. You know why? Because those highs we hit way back,
yeah. There's no reason why we shouldn't go to new highs, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, on a fundamental level, right, they hit those highs of, what, 72 pence before they had funding for the mine. Now they've got funding for the mine, and yet it's like they are at 52 pence. this drop-off was because people were worrying about funding, but now the funding's there. It's done. Right. It's a done deal. So it's going to rally, you know, it's going to rally like crazy here. Yeah. Okay.
So I think, so 68... And if we get through 68, we will make a new high. And then the upside targets are at 80.30 and 91.22.
You may be able to tell I do hold stock in this company. Anyway, do your own research, please. Obviously, I'm more enthusiastic about certain companies. This is another stock, though. I didn't get into this at the right. I got in and got out. Hummingbird Resources, right? A cracking little gold producer. Going to be producing gold this year. And they're going to be producing pretty much $64 million of free cash flow a year. And yet, their market cap is only double that. So, and this is over the life of the mine, which I think 10, 12 years. So it's worth looking at. Gold producer. So at the moment, gold's rallying. That's why these are rallying. But if you know sort of a gold producer, I think, in your portfolio. And when the gold price comes back a bit, maybe look at some Hummingbird. They just started.
I think that we might see, we're at a level where we could see a little bit of gold coming back a bit. We had a bit of a sell-off level yesterday. It's at an important Fib level. And so I think that this might be our opportunity, to be quite honest. So when I look at Hummingbird Energy, if we look at the high in 2014 to the low, we're coming up on the 50% retrace of that level, and that's also the previous highs in 2015. And that level, that resistance level, is 38 of 45. I think that's going to be a little bit sticky for this one. Like, we are really bullish. Everything in this chart is moving the right way. The moving averages are moving the right way. We're lined up correctly. We found really nice support from the 200-day moving average in May, and we've, you know, haven't looked back since then. But we're just at that kind of level where I think we see a bit of a pullback. So for me, I would be looking for a pullback probably to no lower than 29. We're at 34 now, so I don't see us coming back below 29, but perhaps maybe to 32, 30, around there. And then I think we continue higher, but 38 will be sticky once we get through it, though. My first target for this stock is 56.60.
Marvellous. Nicola, if you could put those on the company pages at Vox Markets. Have you been doing that? I know you've been on death's door, but have you been doing that?
No, but I did actually have done some lately, yes.
Yeah, lovely stuff. And send me the charts as well, and I'll put them on the blog at foxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.